Finance and economics.
Age and happiness. Pay, peers and pride. How older workers can find happiness.
Knowing that you are paid less than your peers has two effects on happiness. The well-known one is negative. A thinner pay packet harms self-esteem. The lesser-known one is called the tunnel effect. High incomes for peers are seen as improving your own chances of similar riches, especially if growth, inequality and mobility are high. A paper co-authored by Felix Fitzroy of the University of St Andrews and presented this week at the Royal Economic Society in Cambridge separates the two effects using data from household surveys in Germany. Previous work showed that the income of others can have a small or even positive overall effect on people's satisfaction in individual firms in Denmark or in very dynamic economies in transition, such as post-communist Eastern Europe. But Mr. Fitzroy's team theorised that older workers, who largely know their lifetime incomes already, will enjoy a much smaller tunnel effect. The data confirmed this hypothesis. The negative effect on reported levels of happiness of being paid less than your peers is not visible for people aged under 45. In Western Germany, seeing peers' incomes rising actually makes young people happier, even more than a rise in their own incomes, remarkably. It is only those people over 45, when careers have reached a stable position, whose happiness is harmed by the success of others. The prospect of 20-plus years of bitterness might make retirement seem more appealing. But the real gains in happiness from retirement go not to the outshone, but to the out of work. Unemployment is known to damage happiness because not working falls short of social expectations. This loss of identity cannot be compensated for by unemployment benefits or increased leisure time. A paper presented at the same conference by a team represented by Clemens Hedgeko of Freie Universität, Berlin, uses the same German household data to show that the spirits of the long-term unemployed rise when they stop looking for work, go into retirement, and no longer clash with social norms. Those with jobs are no happier after they retire, however, perhaps because their lives already line up with social expectations. Indeed, retiring early from work can have nasty side effects. Another paper, co-authored by Andreas Kuhn of the University of Zurich, investigates the effect of a change in Austrian employment insurance rules that allowed blue-collar workers earlier retirement in some regions than others. Men retiring a year early lower their odds of surviving to age 67 by 13%. Almost a third of this higher mortality rate, which seemed to be concentrated among those who were forced into retirement by job loss, was caused by smoking and alcohol consumption. If you're in a job, even an underpaid one, hang on in there.